Dear Pascal, you'll be amazed to hear that you've published 6 books. Yes, you do become a poet. The bad news is that it will take time. I had to wait until I was 44 to publish my first collection. I know that's too long, but part of the reason it took so long was because I was also a sculptor. Luckily, you're patient, and you'll need it. I know that your dream is to write poems, and you don't think you're good enough, that you're better at art. Eventually, you'll stop sculpting, and that's when the poems will improve, when you've nothing else to fall back on. But whatever you do, don't stop making those sculptures. Everything you'll learn from the visual arts will help your craft as a poet. You'll write well once you've started to read lots of contemporary poetry. I wish you would start reading now. See what's possible, what everyone's doing. Learn from them, how they make each line live. Read poems in translation from around the world. Read the Americans. Be a reader. That's the most important advice I can give you. Carry on translating those French poets, though. Translating is the closest you get to the inside of a poem. And learn to edit ruthlessly. When you write a poem, ask yourself, am I saying what I really want to say? If the answer is no, don't just cut bits. Rewrite it. Add new material. Don't get depressed, though. Not about making poems. There's enough other stuff to get depressed about. Poetry will help you through that. One day, it will cure your depression. You won't always feel trapped in Maman's house. What you're learning now when you hide from her will help you become a poet. You will make worlds just with words, worlds you can escape to. There's nothing like it. So what you're doing now isn't daydreaming. It isn't an overactive imagination. It's creating good stuff out of bad. I know things are weird, but the weirdness will also help as long as you create from it. You will always have to write, even when you've left this house. Not only will you publish books, you'll discover you can teach other people to write, other people who need to write to survive. You think you're too shy and withdrawn to teach, but others will see your gift for teaching and encourage you. It'll give you so much pleasure to help others learn how to write. And the acting you're doing at school now will also come in useful. You'll have to give many readings, sometimes in front of thousands. It will be frightening, but you'll do it. Mainly, I just want to encourage you. I realise you can't be yourself in other rooms, just here. But that doesn't matter, because when you're yourself here and write it down, it grows. It stays. It breathes. That's the strange thing about poems. They have a life of their own, and it's your life, but somehow changed. Keep writing.